Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Merlin Briefing for Friday, July 5th, 2019. On this day in 1946, the bikini first went on sale after debuting during an outdoor fashion show in Paris, France. The popular Dong Wan shopping center on Herzbergstrasse caught fire Thursday afternoon. The fire broke out in a container in the northeast of the site, and from there, the flames spread to a warehouse, covering an area of 5,000 square meters. The sales area of Dong Wan Center, where many shops are located, was not affected. According to the fire department, no reports of injuries were received as of Thursday evening. However, it was not clear if anyone was inside the hall. The building was considered to be in danger of collapsing, so the fire brigade was reluctant to send in responders. A total of over 200 firefighters participated, and while the fire was under control by 7 p.m., 70 responders worked until late in the evening. 3 years ago, another fire broke out on the grounds of the center. At that time, a 7,000-square-meter warehouse was almost completely destroyed. The fire had been triggered by welding, and the flying sparks had set fire to chemicals used in the production of nail varnish. According to media reports, goods worth millions were stored in the hall at that time, and no injuries were reported. According to school counselor Torsten Kuhne of the CDU, referring to the population forecast for his district, the number of inhabitants in Pankow will rise from currently around 407,000 to 460,000 in 2030. Pankow, already Berlin's largest district, would reach the same size as Bochum or Duisburg. The strong population growth, however, has consequences for the infrastructure. For example, many schools are already lacking. According to the latest figures from the State Statistical Office, Pankow occupies top positions in several areas and is attractive for newcomers. The monthly net per capita income of €1,475 is the highest in the city. At the same time, the unemployment rate of around 6% is well below the Berlin average. The proportion of inhabitants over 25 years of age with a low level of education, meaning those who have neither a university entrance qualification nor vocational training, was recently lower than in any other district at around 6%. The acute shortage of school places shows how Pankow is now suffering from its popularity. The district office can offer up to 45 minutes of driving time in one direction to children from 7th grade onwards, and sends them from the north to the southwest of the city to be educated if necessary. In extreme cases, young people commute 34 kilometers there and back, which is why Kuhne's employees have to investigate hundreds of complaints. The current number of objections to the allocation of school places is likely to be at a similarly high level as in the summer of 2018, when 212 complaints in primary schools and 300 cases in secondary schools had to be settled. Pankow expects to need an additional 12,000 school places and will have to plan 24 new schools over the next few years. In order to compensate for the acute shortage, the district is relying on modular extensions and temporary school buildings and container construction. By 2022, 6 new learning locations are to go into operation. Kuhne remarked, quote, "In this respect, a lot is happening at the moment, even if it's still not fast enough." Despite the construction work, one would still experience a, quote, "dramatic shortage of school places for several years." Berlin is commemorating the 100-year anniversary of the founding of the world's first Institute for Sexual Science, or Sexualwissenschaft. Politicians and representatives of the LGBTQ+ community are expected to commemorate the event today, as announced by the Magnus Hirschfeld Foundation. The institute had opened its doors to the public on July 6th of 1919. At the former location on the banks of the Spree in Tiergarten, today, the House of World Cultures is located. The Senator for Health, Care and Equality, Dilek Kelechi of the SPD, will speak among others. According to the Magnus Hirschfeld Society, the institute was dedicated to research, sexual counseling, education of the population, and the treatment of venereal diseases. In 1933, the Nazis destroyed the library and its archives. a homosexual, Jewish, and social democratic doctor, Hirschfeld immigrated to France and died in Nice in 1935. In addition to his scientific activities, Hirschfeld made a name for himself as a pioneer of homosexual rights. His life story was filmed under the title Der Einstein des Sex. Today, a section of the shore opposite the former institute named after him commemorates Hirschfeld. Only long after his death did the discipline become a scientifically recognized subject. At the Charité, for example, the Institute for Sexual Science and Sexual Medicine has existed since 1996. Tens of thousands of S-Bahn users in Berlin will again have to adjust to weeks of restrictions, as starting this evening, the S-Bahn ring between Ostkreuz and Frankfurter Allee will be interrupted for a good 4 weeks. The Deutsche Bahn wants to renew the dilapidated railway overpass over the Wiesenweg in Friedrichshain. The work was supposed to start last year, but had to be postponed due to the strict protection of bats, which had settled in two old houses in the Wartenbergstrasse and were not allowed to be disturbed in their hibernation. Construction will begin on July 5th, affecting the S41 and S42 ring lines and the S45, 47, 8, and S85 lines. There will be no trains on the Ringbahn between Ostkreuz and Frankfurter Allee from Friday evening at 10 p.m. up to and including August 5th till 1:30 a.m. Instead, the S-Bahn will use replacement buses commuting between Ostkreuz and Stockhauerstrasse, which will make stops at Gürtelstrasse, 300 meters from the S-Bahn station Frankfurter Allee. According to the S-Bahn, the M13 tram line between Warschauerstrasse and Frankfurter Allee can also be used as a bypass, but due to construction work, this will only be possible from July 8th. During the total construction period of 30 days, the S41 and S42 ring trains in Frankfurter Allee, Stockhauerstrasse, and partly also Landsberger Allee will depart alternately from both tracks. The S-Bahn therefore requests its passengers to pay attention to the signs on the platforms and the loudspeaker announcements. The S85 will only run between Schöneweide and Pankow, and there will be no train service on the S47 between Schöneweide and Hermannstrasse. Passengers are requested to change to S45 and S46 trains on this section. The S8 will be divided during the construction period. In the south, it will travel as S46 from Zeuthen-Grünau via Baumschulenweg to Hermannstrasse. In the north, then as the S8 between Bergenwerder and Greifswalderstrasse. With around 160,000 passengers a day, the Eastern Ringbahn is considered one of the most heavily used rail connections in the capital. In spring, no trains operated there for 6 weeks when track and signal systems were being renewed between Schönhauser Allee and Greifswalderstrasse. The bridge over the Wiesenweg, which is now under construction, is of particular importance. The Airport Express, FEX for short, which will connect Berlin's city center with the major airport in Schönefeld twice an hour after the BER opening announced for October 2020, is to travel via this route. For the FEX, a route is planned from the main station via Potsdamer Platz and Südkreuz to Schönefeld and back via Ostkreuz and Gesundbrunnen. So far, the dilapidated condition of the bridge has prevented long-distance and regional trains from traveling directly from Ostkreuz to Gesundbrunnen. The trains would have to make a detour via Lichtenberg, which, according to the railway, would take 6 to 7 minutes. Without the detour, the FEX can reach the city center in about 30 minutes. This route is only intended to be a temporary solution until the so-called Dresdner Bahn is commissioned. The long-distance train route through Marienfelde and Lichtenrade, which was shut down after the wall was built, is now being rebuilt after long disputes and is scheduled to go into operation at the end of 2025. The FEX could reach the BER in 20 minutes via this route, according to the railway. Other S-Bahn connections are also under construction during the summer holidays. From this morning, for example, between Gesundbrunnen and Frohnau. This means that the S1 can only travel between Schönholz and Frohnau every 20 minutes until July 22nd, instead of every 10 minutes. The S26 departs from Teltow City via Bornholmerstrasse to Pankow instead of the usual Weidmannslust. the S25 remains unchanged between Teltowstadt and Henningsdorf. 8 traffic accidents, including 6 with injuries and 2 drunk driving, in light of the first incidents in Berlin after the introduction of the electric pedal scooters in mid-June, accident physicians and police are urging drivers of these scooters to wear a helmet. Although there's no obligation to wear a helmet at federal level, politicians are nevertheless considering further requirements for drivers and, above all, providers. Green Party leader Silke Gabel called on the 8 scooter suppliers in Berlin to inform customers more about how to drive a scooter correctly. Providers like Lime, for example, give their customers the following recommendation via app. Quote, drive carefully, always wear a helmet, and only one person per scooter. However, the providers of these e-scooters do not provide helmets, in contrast to Emmy or Coupe, who provide larger Vespa-like scooters. With Emmy, you can choose between 2 helmets of different sizes in the helmet case, and Coupe offers a one-size helmet under the seat. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.